As you know, we're on the cutting edge of AI technology with natural health, nutrition, medicine, natural cures, all of that. In fact, we're going to be releasing a whole new Enoch very shortly, a public Enoch that's free and that's even easier to use and has even more knowledge. We've made incredible gains. In addition to our standalone models that are that release is imminent, finally, once again. But I've been listening to a lot of AI lectures, a lot of top machine learning experts talk about where they think all of this is going. And I hear a lot of them say things like AI is going to solve math, or AI is going to solve physics, or it's going to solve medicine, or solve cancer. And you might be wondering, well, what do they mean when they say AI is going to solve cancer? Well, I'm going to tell you what they mean, and I'm going to tell you why they're wrong. Because some of the smartest machine learning people and computer scientists in the world are really kind of stupid when it comes to health. And I know how they think because, in essence, I'm one of them. Why? I mean, look, out of high school, you know, I got one of the top scores in the country on the college entrance exams in mathematics, science, and in English, and I was offered to go to MIT. I just couldn't afford it. I had offers from all over the country, all the top schools, just because of my college entrance scores. And then I ended up getting scholarships and so on. But I had to stay local in the Midwest. I could not afford $50,000 a year, which is what it was going to cost at the time for tuition and room and board at MIT. But I know how these people think. And they think that the way this is going to happen is there's going to be an AI superintelligence created, and then it's going to come up with some kind of drug that cures cancer. That it's just a magical molecule waiting to be discovered, and with superintelligence, we'll find that molecule, or you know, a series of molecules, and then that's going to solve cancer. They're wrong. Let me tell you what's actually going to happen is the superintelligent systems that they think are God are going to end up telling you what I've been telling you. And why is that? Because what I've been telling you about nutrition, herbs, prevention, sunlight therapy, all these things, these are the medicines created by God. I mean, it's not even me talking to you, it's God talking to you through nature, through foods, through herbs, through plants, through nutrition. And a super intelligent system that has the mind of God, so to speak. Like, the closer it gets to the mind of God, the more it's going to sound like what I'm teaching you, because I'm teaching you things that were created by the mind of God. That is, again, natural medicine. Okay? It's very simple. I'm not claiming to have the mind of God. I'm just claiming to have the wisdom to know that God already provided the cures for cancer, numerous cures for cancer. They're all over the place. You run into them everywhere if you know what you're looking for. So again, superintelligence is going to destroy the cancer industry as we know it, because it's going to tell people the truth about cancer, which is that cancer can be prevented, cured, and reversed using natural substances, including foods, superfoods, extracts, herbs, homeopathy, light therapy, you know, intravenous vitamin C injections, and so on. There's so many different ways to treat different kinds of cancer that once the superintelligent systems lay this out, the cancer industry as we know it is going to be completely destroyed. And they're going to be desperate to try to prevent the AI engines, especially the reasoning models, from discovering the truth. Because the entire cancer industry exists today as a total fraud. It's a fraud rooted in ignorance and censorship and all kinds of lies. Lies like claiming the sunlight is going to cause cancer and you need sunscreen to protect you from the sunlight. No, it's exactly the opposite. The sunscreen contains cancer-causing chemicals, and the sunlight penetrates your body with photons at different wavelengths that stimulate an anti-cancer response in your body, including the generation of vitamin D, but it goes way beyond that. There's also photoactivation of your nutrition, and when you consume anti-cancer foods like turmeric, if you also get exposed to sunlight, the sunlight activates the curcumin in turmeric, and it makes it more potentiated, more absorbable. In other words, more functional as an anti-cancer nutrient in your body. And a super intelligent system is going to figure this out. even though all the cancer doctors and all the oncologists and all the medical boards and the FDA and the drug companies, they hope to God that you never figure this out. So we're actually going to see a war between knowledge versus the cancer industry. The cancer industry, and also to the same extent, the vaccine industry, only exists through ignorance and censorship and paying people off, paying off doctors and regulators, et cetera, you know, regulatory capture. But knowledge makes vaccines and the cancer industry obsolete. In fact, it makes most of Big Pharma obsolete. And knowledge is unstoppable. So we are now entering the era of the decentralization of knowledge. And this is why the deep state is working so hard to control AI engines and put on new guardrails so that they don't tell you about the dangers of vaccines or the fraud of chemotherapy or the truth about 9/11 or things like that. But they can't control those of us who are building independent AI engines. And we are rolling them out. And you can use our current engine free of charge at brighteon.ai. That's the word bright, followed by the letters E-O-N, brighteon.ai. And it's going to get so much better in the days ahead. I've actually been testing an experimental in-house engine. We're just about to deploy it to the web, probably within 1 week. And that's going to be a free public engine. And it beats the current Enoch by far. And there's much more coming, much more coming. We have so much stuff in the pipeline right now, it's going to blow your mind, including on cancer and natural therapies and nutrition and survival and preparedness, all kinds of topics that you need to know. So the summary here, it's very simple. It's very simple. Superintelligence is not going to, quote, solve cancer in any way other than bringing us back to nature, because nature has already solved cancer. Nature is a reflection of the mind of God, and the mind of God is more intelligent than the mind of any computer or any machine. God already built the systems that solve cancer. God, the ultimate, you could say, not just creator, but the ultimate supercomputer, if you want to say that. I'm not saying he's a computer, but if you're talking in the realm of computers, you want to say who's the greatest intelligence of all? Well, it's the creator. And that's especially true if you believe in simulation theory. If you think we're living in a simulation, then the creator of the simulation is God, which is the ultimate knowledge, the ultimate intelligence. So why did God put things here for us that cure cancer? Why did he put them here? Why did he have plants create anti-cancer nutrients? Why did he make our bodies compatible with those plants and compatible with their modes of action? And why did he put anti-cancer nutrients everywhere across the world, in every region? You know, I mean, because he's already solved cancer. He's already solved health. We just have to be wise enough to understand that solution is available to us. In some cases, completely free of charge, like with, you know, sunlight and breathing therapy. Just inhale. Just breathe better. The oxygen's free. And if you want to know about cures for cancer, well, just ask Enoch. Ask it anything you want. Ask it about any ingredient, any food, any herb, any condition, any symptom, any disease, anything. And it's a great research tool that will give you some knowledge. And again, it's only going to get better. You can find it at brighteon.ai, and you can also follow my articles at naturalnews.com, or you can follow my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Your body deserves high-quality vitamin C. Groovy Bee delivers pure, highly bioavailable, non-GMO ascorbic acid you can trust. Feel the difference. Available now at healthrangerstore.com.